Well, I'm really interested in this next conversation. I'm always glad to do what we do here, but I think it's good that Robert Guadagnin is now able to join us. He is the new field director for ICE here in Chicago. This man comes to us from Dallas. He will oversee the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Office that oversees Illinois, Wisconsin, Indiana, Missouri, Kansas, and Kentucky. Mr. Guadagnin, welcome to WGN. Welcome to Chicago. How are you?
Hi, John. Good, good. I'm happy to be on your show and loving Chicago. I've been here since September 1st.
Yeah.
But yeah, happy to be here. Thanks for having me on.
From Dallas, right? At least that was your last post. Tell me a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
Sure. So I'm from deep South Texas. I'm a Texan, native born. I'm a career law enforcement official. I'm not a political appointee. Worked my way up through the ranks of immigration, INS, back in those days, and transferred over to ICE when the Department of Homeland Security was created. And I've been with ICE ever since. My career has been spent in the great state of Texas and in Oklahoma. But I'm happy to be here today, and I'm going to be here a long time.
I wonder what drives a person to get into a position like yours, either at the peak of your, say, career, where you're overseeing six states, or maybe when you're just in the ranks of ICE or INS. I could see wanting to be a law enforcement officer. I could see wanting to be CIA. But the work that we ask ICE to do, to me, is so difficult and sometimes thankless. I wonder why someone would want to go into that line of work. You know what I mean?
So yeah, that's a good question, John. So when I was a kid, the Southwest border, the law enforcement officials along the Southwest border are primarily the Border Patrol. That's who we looked up to as kids. Always wanted to aspire to be one of them, and to join their ranks. I went a different route than the Border Patrol. I became an immigration inspector, working at the ports of entry, in deep South Texas, but since I was knee-high to a grasshopper, I've been looking at the Border Patrol as my goal in immigration enforcement. That's deep South Texas. That's who we looked up to.
You married? You have kids?
I am married. Yes, I am married. My wife's a teacher. I don't have any children.
It would seem to me like it would also require a certain mindset, like I would have great sympathy for somebody wanting to cross the border, legally or otherwise. If there's desperation in their faces, I don't know that I have the stuff to turn them away. How do you deal with that?
So for me, public service goes back a few generations. My father is a Vietnam vet. My grandfather fought in World War II. So this is a way for me to give back to my community and to honor my family, and being able to uphold the law of the land, the law passed by Congress, signed by the president, being able to enforce immigration law it gives me a great sense of pride.
Yeah.
And in addition, I love representing ICE. I think that our story is not told enough. And that's one thing I've noticed just in the short month that I've been here is that I see on the news quite a bit, a lot of misinformation regarding ICE. So I really love this opportunity to kind of set the record straight about what we do here in the great state of Illinois.
What's an example of misinformation?
So ICE does not conduct raids. Number one, we don't have any checkpoints in the city. I read earlier this week on social media that somebody said we're on the train making immigration arrests. That is couldn't be further from the truth. We're not on the trains. We're not on buses. We don't have checkpoints. We don't conduct raids. Those things could not be further from the truth.
So here in Chicago, then, what dictates your action then?
So it's a really great question. So nationwide, about 70% of all of ICE's work occurs in county jails. The people that we're looking for have not only just entered the United States, they've entered the United States illegally and been arrested for a crime while they're here. So most of our efforts, 70% of our efforts nationwide, occur inside the jails. In Illinois, 0% happens in the jails, and it gives we have no other choice but to go into public spaces to make our arrests of these high priority threats to public safety, where normally in most other states, we would just be in the jail making those arrests. For an example, last year, 90% of all of ICE arrests fell into four groups. The first group are those aliens that came in illegally, and while they were here, they were convicted of a crime. The second group also came in illegally and were charged with a crime. The third group came in, actually was deported from the United States and reentered without permission, which is a felony. And the fourth group are those individuals that have been ordered removed by a federal judge and are fugitives from ICE. So 90% of our work falls into those four categories.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you never hear that in the media. What you hear is, you know, making arrests at bus stops, making arrests on trains, which
go back to the first
from the truth.
Go back
we don't
to
do
the...
any checkpoints. We don't conduct raids. But, we're targeted enforcement is what we do.
By the way, in our newsroom is a gentleman who I will introduce you to now, also Steve Bertrand. Steve.
Robert, yeah, and I'm sorry to interrupt.
Hi, I'm
interested in your clarification about not doing raids, because we've had the president talk often about ICE raids. In fact, I'm looking at stories here from 2019 where he called the raids, quote, unquote, very successful. Many were taken out on Sunday. You just didn't know about it. On and on. But the president says you conduct raids. How do you rectify that?
No, I don't know about those quotes, but I can tell you this, that ICE conducts targeted enforcement operations. When we make an arrest in a public space, we know exactly who we're arresting. The word raids has connotations that it's an indiscriminate sweep of an area.
I see.
We don't do that.
I see. So what you're saying is you would go into a building if you knew who was there and your targets were in there, that would go in there, but that's not what you would consider or think that the most of us would consider as a raid.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Correct. So
you
raids
understand.
Have the connotation that they're indiscriminate, and we're arresting everyone that we see with no particular purpose of why we're in that particular location.
But here in Chicago and probably elsewhere, if in the process of that you get other people in the sweep who are not any of the people in the four categories you listed, then that in a lot of people's minds is a raid. You're just gathering up people who look like or are associated with one of these people who shouldn't be here. Does that happen? Is it possible that you'll get collateral but legal residents in these sweeps?
I would say that if I were in the that's correct. I mean, if we're making a targeted enforcement action, there's always the potential that might be additional arrests made at that particular site. I would rather our arrests occur inside the jail. It's safer for everyone. Our target is in a sterile environment. It's safer for the public. It's safer for my officers. And I don't have to run the risk of arresting additional people that may be at that public location.
But that's also assuming that the individual you're looking for is, in fact, incarcerated, say, at the county lockup. Maybe they're not always being held by some other law enforcement agency, right?
So I could tell you this, in fiscal year 2019, there were more than 1,000 immigration detainers filed with the Cook County Jail, and zero were honored. A detainer is a request. We've been using it for 40 years or more. A request that asks the jail to do two things. One is notify ICE before the release of a particular criminal alien. The second is for a brief detention to allow my officers to drive to the jail to take custody of that person.
The law in Illinois forbids that, doesn't it?
So that's my understanding, and that's why I urge your listeners to engage their community leaders to allow ICE into their jails. It impacts public safety. If we can be in the jails, we don't have to be out in the community. We can arrest the worst of the worst at the jails without ever having to step foot out in a public space to make an arrest.
Respond to this. Lori Lightfoot, about that, said this. Of course we know that we're hurting ICE agents and their ability to do their job in the city. So be it. That's the point.
So I would say that so ICE officers are also members of your community, and we're aware of the real and emotional impact that immigration enforcement has. But there are also sworn federal law enforcement officers who took an oath to enforce the laws written and enacted by our nation's elected Congress. I would say that with the sanctuary laws and policy like those that you just mentioned, ICE has no choice but to locate and arrest these released criminal aliens and other immigration violators in public places in the community. I think while everyone, including the mayor, is allowed their own opinions yeah. about immigration enforcement, we all must stand united when we are talking about facts and public safety. ICE, allowing her officers to work with ICE, is not an immigration issue. It's a public safety issue. ICE always answers the bell when our assistance is requested by our partners, our local law enforcement partners, and we'll continue doing so. It's kind of irresponsible for her to say that.
In other words, the reverse isn't true. So when you, though, are looking for a hand from local sheriff's deputies, they're not going to assist you. The story in the paper also said that so what has happened in the Chicago area is ICE agents will dial 911. They know if they call Cook County Sheriff's Police, they're not going to help. So they dial 911, and then the cops show up, and then they can give them a hand. Are you familiar with that practice?
So that detail surrounding that September 24th targeted enforcement action that you're describing is currently under an internal review. But it's important to emphasize that ICE does not ask local law enforcement agencies to make administrative immigration arrests. We may ask local law enforcement to assist with perimeter control for the safety of everyone involved, our officers, the targeted alien, and bystanders. We communicate with local law enforcement to prevent blue-on-blue incidents.
I want to go back to one of the first categories of people that you say you're interested in. You don't do raids or sweeps. You target individuals, and you broke them down by four categories, people who have broken the law and need to be arrested or detained. You said they came in here illegally. Doesn't that describe virtually the entire illegal immigrant base? I mean, that's tens of millions of people potentially in the United States. Doesn't that just sort of give you a carte blanche to say, well, we can go after anyone? They need not have committed a crime. Their presence here is illegal.
No, I take that. Let me restate the
comment on that. Again.
Sure, sure. So the four groups that ICE as an agency is targeting are those individuals that entered the United States illegally and committed a crime, a criminal charge, a local charge.
Okay, if I may then, understood. But
sure.
Then, so if somebody is here and they're not documented, and they're working, picking grapes, they're working at a pork processing plant, they're working at a pizzeria, that they are doing that alone, their only crime is maybe their entry into the United States. You're not interested in apprehending them?
No, I wouldn't say that I'm not interested. I would say they don't fall within the priorities that I just laid out. The 90% of our arrests
yeah.
occur within those other priorities.
Were you to be
I'm
going to
go after those first.
Yeah.
I'm going to go after those that present a public safety risk first before ever entertaining going after someone that's here illegally that's just trying to make a better life for his or her family.
Well, that's not a fine hair. If you ask me. So now you're being tasked with determining which crimes are sufficiently worthy of your effort, right? Because some people shouldn't be here at all. We have rules. If you're without, I know people don't like the word legal or illegal, but I'm going to use it anyway. If you're not documented, it would seem to me like you're not a legal resident of the United States. And you are going to say, but I'm going to ignore that. I wonder how much weight that carries in some of the neighborhoods.
Every law enforcement agency in the land has limited resources. We have to focus, and this is not just ICE. It speaks true to every law enforcement agency. We have to allocate our resources, and we have to address the issues that are most important that impact public safety first. I think any law enforcement agency you talk to across the United States will tell you the same thing. With limited amount of resources, you have to prioritize your arrest.
Yeah.
And ICE does the same thing. And that's why the four groups that I just described, those are our priorities. Not that we're ignoring everyone else, but the priorities are public safety threats. Those are the individuals that ICE is targeting.
Robert Guadagnino.
I would add that everyone that we arrest is entitled to due process also. Just because someone is arrested by ICE, it doesn't mean 100% of the time that they are deported. Everyone is entitled to due process before an immigration judge, and ultimately, the immigration judge will decide if that person can stay in the United States or they have to be deported.
Now, Robert Guadagnino is the new field office director for the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Office in Chicago. So the ICE director out of Chicago for six states in this region is the man now on a phone line. He's new to our community since September. And I wouldn't say we exactly rolled out a nice welcome carpet for you. Were you surprised by the reaction that some members of the city council and the mayor gave you?
No, I'm not, because I don't think the ICE story has been told here. And that's what you will be hearing from me, is that the ICE story about our priority targeted enforcement that we're doing in the city impacts the community in a positive way by taking criminal aliens out of the community and not allowing them to reoffend the communities that they came from. A lot of these criminal aliens that are being set free by the Cook County Jail are reoffending in the immigrant communities they came from.
You would think that would be a powerful sell to the people in the Hispanic communities in Chicago.
Absolutely.
But it's not. I wonder how you're going to get that message across.
Well, that message has never really been told. So that's what I'm starting. I'm putting the message out there, and I appreciate this time on the air to really explain this. There'll be more messaging to come from me, because the ICE mission is a public safety mission, and not a lot of people... they believe what they read on social media. That couldn't be further from the truth.
Well, I've talked to a lot of people on the other side of this issue, and they're hardworking, honest people who just, I think, feel very differently about this. I'm not going to characterize them as liars. Chicago is a sanctuary city, and not just because it might not like Donald Trump. I wonder what your reaction in general is to that phrase, sanctuary city.
So I would say that the entire state of Illinois is a sanctuary state, not target one particular location. My sense is that as long as I can bring the message about the harm that sanctuary cities do to the community, I think more people's eyes will open. For example, just this week, the Chicago Police Department arrested a 46-year-old citizen of Mexico for possessing a controlled substance. ICE filed a detainer with Cook County. That detainer was not honored. In 2006, Cook County sentenced him to 4 years for burglary of a home. Even before his 2006 convictions, he had several criminal arrests and convictions for burglary, theft, fraud, and drugs. His first conviction was for burglary in 1992 in San Diego. He's been removed from the United States four times. Cook County released him, and he's back in your community as we speak. He's one of my targeted enforcement actions. I will find this person, but I would have rather have had my agents and officers in the jails making those arrests. These are the type of people that are being released back into the community, not just here in Cook County, but everywhere in the state of Illinois. On Tuesday, ICE arrested a 37-year-old citizen of Mexico in Orland Park. In March of 2018, more than a year and a half ago, Orland Park police arrested him for domestic abuse and bodily harm and booked him into Cook County Jail. ICE lodged a detainer with Cook County Jail. Cook County instead released him back into the community. In addition, in 2014, he was removed from the United States.
Right.
Having to rearrest.
I understand. I understand, but what's the solution to that then? So you and I both have limited time here right now, Robert, so we need to wrap this up. But I mean, so is that a state legislative issue? We need to empower municipalities or local counties to cooperate, because they'll tell me that their hands are tied.
I would say that it's the jail administrators,
They can do this.
Local leadership has to have the courage to allow ICE in their jails.
Is that breaking the law, though, when they do that? Or?
I'm not an attorney. I couldn't say.
One last thing. What about this? I know you can't speak about specific cases, but in the Route 66 pizza case on the southeast side, the local alderman there said that you took a mother with six children. Do you know, is that true? And how much concern is given to the children of people that ICE detains?
So like any other federal law, any other law enforcement agency in the U.S., when adults are arrested, the impacts of their crime affect their family. When they're placed in a jail by any law enforcement, to include ICE, any law enforcement agency in the land, those people are separated from their family because they're inside of a jail. Their actions, their criminal actions, have consequences. But to go to your question regarding Route 66, I'm not familiar with a mother being separated from her children in that case.
Lastly, have you met with Lori Lightfoot, the mayor, yet?
No, I have not.
Can I buy the two of you a sandwich or a salad or something? It would seem to me like I will be happy to broker a meeting between the two of you because you seem like a reasonable person, and she is too. I don't know that the two of you are going to come to a complete understanding, but I think the two of you should be in the same room together.
So I would say that I'm not a politician. I'm a career law enforcement officer. As I said in my press conference last week, I'm open to meet with anyone. Honestly, I haven't even met with all of my employees yet. I haven't gone to, I have 13 sub offices as well. I'm trying to get as many meet and greets done as I can and get the message out there of the great work that ICE is doing. But I would welcome any meeting with the mayor or any kind of county official to discuss the good work that ICE does.
And just what will the headline be of the thing you would say to her if you were to sit down with Lori Lightfoot?
The headline would be, this is what ICE actually does. This is what we do. We protect the community. We're part of your community. We live in your community. We're from here. We're compassionate. We exercise discretion on a daily basis, and we target the worst of the worst. When it comes to immigration enforcement, we're targeting individuals that that are impacting public safety in a negative way.
Robert Guadion is the new field director in Chicago of ICE. What a pleasure to meet you, sir. Welcome to our community.
Likewise, John.
I hope we can meet in person sometime. And again, if I can be a conduit for you and anybody in town, you let me know, okay?
Absolutely. Thanks, John. Thanks, Steve.
You betcha. Thank you for your time, sir. Took more of it than we originally asked for.